All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Sunu Parak. Ain tzadin dagim mina bevar biyamtiv. You may not go ahead literally and trap fish. Bevarim literally are like fish ponds. So these are, again, areas in which people are growing fish in order to be able to eat them. But the idea of the Mishnah is, just to understand the overarching theme, the idea is even though malacha is permitted on Yom Tov, but anything that can be done before Yom Tov and yield the same qualitative results must be done before Yom Tov. So, for example, Rashi points out where shechita and baking, so slaughtering and baking, which are avos malachos, are permitted on Yom Tov itself, because again, you cannot do that before Yom Tov with the same results. Lemaisa, again, hunting, or should I say trapping, can be done prior to Yom Tov, can yield the same results, and therefore, again, lemaisa must be done. Meaning you could trap the animal, you don't have to kill it before Yom Tov, but you could trap it. Therefore, the Mishnah says, you may not trap fish from the fish ponds on Yom Tov. They eat no slifnei mizonos. Nor may you go ahead and feed the fish, because if you go and you feed the fish, they'll come to the surface, which is part of the process of trapping them. Rashi points out this assumes that the fish will be able to sustain themselves on other things, the algae, the grass, whatever else is growing within the fish ponds themselves. However, but you can go ahead and trap a chaya and an ov from their enclosures, from their bevarim. Rashi points out over here, this is talking about things that were placed there already yesterday. So the idea over here is that the fish in the fish pond is not, although it's not in the, you know, it's not in the ocean, but lamaisa, again, it still requires an incredible amount of exertion in order to be able to trap it. As opposed to, the Mishnah understands, the animal within the enclosure is already considered to be trapped. And therefore, because it's already considered to be trapped, lamaisa, there's no problem to further catch it on Yom Tov. So you can also place food before them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the truth is, you can't make one blanket statement by all enclosures. Every enclosure is reckoned differently. Zehaklal, this is the general principle, top of Chavdalit, kalam chusert seida osir. Also, here is a general principle. Anything that is lacking trapping, meaning, what does that mean? Anything that is not yet trapped, usser, you cannot trap on Yom Tov. But anything literally that is not lacking trapping, i.e., anything that is already considered to be trapped, then mutter, you are permitted to capture on Yom Tov. So, since Rav Shimon Gamliel says, is that if you're asking whether or not you could, so to speak, capture the animal or capture the fish on Yom Tov, everything depends on where it currently is. If it's in a matzav where it's already considered to be trapped, then lemaisa, again, you could further trap it on Yom Tov. If not, then you may not, says the Gemara. Or minhu, Gemara raises a kasha. Bivarin shel chaya v'shel ofos. So when you have these enclosures, these enclosures that are made for chaya, remember chaya is non-domesticated animals, or ofos, or birds, ein sadin mehen biyom tov. You may not go ahead and trap them on Yom Tov. Ve'ein nostim lif mehem mizonos. And you may not go ahead and place food before them. Because remember, again, the act of placing food before the chaya and the of is also a part of the process of tzedah, of trapping, to which the Gemara says, kashya chaya achaya, kashya ofos ofos. So we'll say, now we have a contradiction. Because the Mishnah said, okay, we'll say, here is the general idea. The idea is, remember, that the tzeda, here's the take-home message, tzeda, trapping, is asra yom tov. That's if there's one thing you walk away with, tzeda is asra yom tov. Why tzeda asra yom tov? Because tzeda is one of those things that can be easily done before yom tov without compromising the results of what it is that you want. The only time tzeda, so to speak, is permitted is when it's not tzeda. So when is tzeda not tzeda? When the animal essentially is already trapped. So what the klal is when the animal is in a small enough enclosure that it's essentially already trapped, then you could go ahead and chop it on Yom Tov and slaughter it right there. So now what the Gemara is pointing out is we have a contradiction, because the Mishnah said that when you have chayos and ofos in Beivarn, in an enclosure, they're already considered to be trapped, and therefore the Maisa, you could chop them on Yom Tov and shech them. Now the Gemara quotes a Braisa, and the Braisa says that no, even if you have chayos and ofos in Bivarin, Bivarin again are these enclosures, Lamaisa, they're not considered trapped, and therefore you may not chop them. I'm using chop as the technical term for the additional act of, because you know, even once the animal is in the enclosure, you still have to grab it. You still have to actually like just catch it. So now the Braisa says you can't catch them on Yom Tov. So you have a contradiction. To which the Gemara says, Bishlama chaya chaya lokashya. So I can tell you that the chaya, that the two statements about chaya are not contradictory. How so? It could be that the Braisa and the Mishnah reflect two different opinions. This nan, because we learned, Rabbi Huda says, Hatsad tzipor lemigdal. If one goes ahead and chases a bird, traps a bird within a migdal, so a migdal is a closet, utzvi lebayis, and sure chases a deer into a house, chayiv. Now we'll say, here's what's interesting. This is a Mishnah by Shabbos. So remember again, if you trap something on Shabbos, this is going to be an effect in Yom Tov also. But if you trap something on Shabbos, you are chayiv, violated in Isra Malacha. So the Shaila is, into what area can you drive an animal and be in violation of the Malacha of Tzedah on Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda says, if you chase a bird into a closet and you lock the closet, the migdal could also mean a tower, but in this context over here, it really means a smaller enclosure. So the halach is yachayiv, or a tzvi labayis, or you chase a deer into a house, yachayiv. So the Gemara says, labayis hu demechayiv. When are you chayiv for trapping a deer? Only in a smaller enclosure like a house. Aval lebevarin, but to simply chase it into a larger enclosure, even though it's enclosed, you will not be chayiv. The chachamim say, sipor lemigdal. It's true, if you chase a bird into the migdal, you're going to be chayiv. Utzvi legina. But even if you chase a deer into a garden, ulachatzer ulabevarin. So for a deer, even if you chase it into the garden, or into the chatzer, or into the bevarin, the enclosure. So we'll say, so here you see the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanon is when is a deer considered to be trapped? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only considered to be trapped when? When the maisa, it's within a small enclosure like a house. According to the Rabbanon, it's considered to be trapped even in bivarin. So therefore, we could say that the Mishnah that says that the tzvi that is inside the enclosure is considered trapped, that reflects the view of the Rabbanon, versus the Braisa that says that it's not trapped, reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Ela ofos ha'ofos kasha. That's fine for the tzvi, for the chaya. But what about the contradiction with the birds? So the Gemara says, V'chi tema ha'nami lo kasha. Or you could say, this is not a contradiction either. Ha'b'bivar makora. Ha'b'bivar she'ena makora. One is talking about, i.e. the Mishnah, that says that if you corral birds into bevarin, that they're considered to be trapped. What type of bevarin is that talking about? Bevarin with a roof. With the ceiling, and if it has a ceiling, therefore the bird is considered to be trapped. Versus the Mishnah is talking about an enclosure without a ceiling, and therefore the mice of the birds are not considered to be trapped. I v'ha bayis dikebevar makora dami ubein l'rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbanan sipor l'migdal in l'bayis. But one second, a home is like an enclosure with a roof, and yet both in the Mishnah that we quoted before, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree that the only time a bird is considered to be trapped is when you chase it into the migdal, but yet not when you chase it into the home. So you see over here that lamaisa even bivarim with a roof is not enough to consider the bird to be trapped. Amar Rabbi Barafuna, what's the case? Hacha b'tzipor dirar askina. What are we talking about here, Rabbi Hosai? We're talking about a tzipor dirar. What's a tzipor dirar? She'ina mikabeles maros. So I will say a tzipor dirar is a bird that is not, literally, ina mikabeles maros means it does not take direction well. Meaning it does not accept mastery by others. So a tzipor dirar is a bird that simply does not submit to a master. If you look at Rashi, he says over here, I'm sorry? Like a three-year-old, right? You can fill in the blank with whatever you want. So look what he says, Sipor Durar, Shadara Bebayis Kibisade. It lives in a home just like it lives in the field. Sheodas lihishamit bizavios. It knows how to fly from corner to corner. There's bizavios abayis in the home. L'chol tzad, ulekach nikres duror arshim dira, shadar b'chamakum. So a tzipor duror is the kind of bird that no matter where you have it, it will be able to escape you. So it could be in that kind of case, with a tzipor duror, even though normally for other birds, if you just simply have it in a bivarin, that would be considered to be trapped. But a tzipor durar, even in a house, is not considered to be trapped because the mice again has the ability to flee from the person from corner to corner. So the Gemara says, the time of the bear of Yishmal, lama nikra shmal tzipor durar, why is this bird called a tzipor durar? Shidara bebayis kibisoda. because it has the ability to live in the house like it lives in the field, meaning the same way that a bird in the field does not have a master and has the ability to go wherever it wants and to escape. So too, the Sipur Dror is quite agile and is able to go ahead and even in the home is able to go ahead and defy capture by its master. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hashtag the Asis Lahachi. Now that you will say, again, understand all we're trying to do over here is to reconcile the statements in the Mishnah and the Braisa. Because the Mishnah makes a statement that once birds, once ofos are in Bevarim, they're considered to be trapped, which means as long as you put those birds in the Bevarim before Yom Tov, you'd be able to go and chop them on Yom Tov. Yet the Gemara quotes a Braisa that indicates that once the birds are in the Bevarim, they're still not considered trapped. And therefore, lemaisa, again, you would not be able to chop them on Yom Tov. So we're just trying to figure out how these two cases, obviously, they must be talking about different cases. So we're just trying to figure out what those two cases are. So hasha da asas lahachi, now that we've come to this, chai achai nami lokasha. The truth is, the two statements regarding the chaya, meaning the one in the Mishnah, one in the Braisa, also do not contradict each other. How so? Ha bebevar katan, ha bebevar gadol. The truth is, they're just talking about two different types of enclosures. The Mishnah that says that once the Chaya is considered to, in the Beivar, is considered to be trapped, that's a small enclosure. The Braisa that says that even once the Chaya is in the trap, it's not considered to be trapped, once the enclosure is not considered to be trapped, that's a larger enclosure. So the Gemara says, Hechi dami Beivar gadon, Beivar katan, Hachi dami Beivar gadol. What's the case of a small enclosure? What's the case of a large enclosure? Amar Rav Ashi, oh, listen to this. Kol Hecha dirahit abasra, Umati la bechad shachya, beaver katan. If you can go ahead, if the enclosure is of such a size that with one lunge, you can catch the animal, that's called a small enclosure. The idach, but if it would take any more than one lunge, beaver gadol, that is considered to be a large enclosure. Ina, I mean, the other possibility is, kol hecha deika ukzi, beaver gadol, v'chol hecha, the idach beaver katan, or the other possibilities, look at Rashi, ukti ukti zavios. If it has a lot of corners, I will say, what's the chal with a lot of corners? It means the animal could run away, it's hard to catch. That's called a large enclosure. A fewer number of corners, that's called a small enclosure. Inam, or the other possibility is, kol hecha denafli tula dekasli ahadadi beaver katan, the idach beaver gadol, or the other possibility is what? That literally whenever the shadows of the walls overlap, which means that the walls of the beaver are so close together that their shadows overlap, that's called the beaver katan. Anything else is called a beaver gadol. So both sides, what comes out is this is the true reconciliation of the two statements. So really our Mishnah that says that once the chayos and ofos are in the beaver, they're considered to be trapped, that's the case of a beaver katan, a small enclosure. However you want to define small enclosure. Once it's in a small enclosure, lemaisa, again, it's considered to be trapped, and therefore, again, you can chop that animal on Yom Tov. The Braisa that said that even once the animal is in the Beivar, it is not considered trapped, that's talking about a Beivar Gadol, a larger enclosure where even though it's in the enclosure, because you can't easily chop the animal, it is not considered trapped, and therefore, again, would be subject to the laws of Tzeda. Good. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol ha-Beivar shavim. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, not all enclosures are the same. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So we'll say, remember, what Rav Shimon Gamliel wanted to see over here is not all enclosures are the same. Rather, again, what you instead of making a blanket statement about enclosures, here's what you have to say. Whenever the animal is trapped, right, whenever the animal is considered to be trapped within the enclosure in which it currently is, then the mice, again, you can chop it on Yom Tov. When it's not trapped, you may not chop it on Yom Tov. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, both say that we look at the nature of the enclosure to figure out whether or not the animal is actually considered to be trapped or not. Amar Abaye, halacha mechlal de pligi. So Abaye says, you know, Rabbi Yehuda, when you make that statement, you make it sound like somebody's arguing on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But Rabbi says, the truth is, if you look at the Mishnah, there's not really a machlokis over here. Really, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is just coming to clarify the earlier statement of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that when the chayos and ofars are in an enclosure, they're considered to be trapped, and therefore, again, you could chop them on Yom Tov. All Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming along to say is just by the way, you know, again, just you have to look at the enclosure, because as long as the enclosure gives you ease of access or ease of chappage to the animal, then lemaisa again, that's permitted. If it doesn't give you izu chapage, then you may not go ahead. That's a new term, by the way. That's in honor of Yitzruchak. So then again, lemaisa again, you can't take it on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, so they don't really seem like they're arguing. Amar lei umay nafka lachamina. So we'll say this is very interesting. So now, Rav Yosef says to Abaye, who cares? Meaning, what does it matter to you? At the end of the day, I just told you that halacha was Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what does it matter if Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama, or for that matter what? Or for that matter, Rav Shimon Gamliel is in agreement with Tanakhama. The halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. What do you care about anything else? So this is quite profound. Amar lei Abaye, Amar lei Gemara Gamor, Zumur Tatehe. Literally, I need to learn Gemara. You want me to make it into a song? What that means, I will say, is Gemara Gemur means I need to learn what the proper tradition is. It's important for my accuracy in my learning to be able to know, is there a machlokes? Is there not a machlokes? And instead, what you're trying to do is you just want me to memorize this like a song. So it matters to me if there's a machlokes or not in order to preserve the correct tradition. Okay. Zaklau. So remember again, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, here is the principle, anything that is lacking trapping. See, anything, meaning anything that is not trapped, fully trapped on Yom Tov, you may not go ahead and trap on Yom Tov, versus anything that is already considered to be trapped, you may go further and chop it. And also what that means is, remember, we've already seen that you can have something that is quote-unquote trapped, but still requires you to exert yourself to actually chop the animal. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, as long as it is halachically trapped on Yom Tov itself, prior to Yom Tov itself, then lemaisa, you can chap it on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, hechi dami mechusar tzeda, what's the case of something that is, let's say, partially trapped, but not fully trapped, it's missing tzeda? Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol she'omer haba mitzuda unetzudeno. So we'll say it's very interesting. So Shmuel says, anything that you would still require a trap to trap it. Meaning, I both say, if the animal is in an enclosure, but the only way for you to still chop it is how? You'd have to get out a rope, or you'd have to get out some other trapping mechanism. That animal is not considered to be trapped. So the Gemara says, I'm really a bias. I have a ha of zin v'tarnagolin. But yet, when it comes to geese and chicken, sh'omrim haba mitzuda unetzudeno, then in order to go ahead and capture the geese and the chicken, you still have to bring another trap with you, even within the enclosure to chop them. And yet, v'tanya hatsad avzin v'tarnagolin v'yone hardesios butter. But we learned in the Braisa that if one traps geese or chicken or Herodian doves, top type of dove, that's your putter. So we'll say, you see from here that even though if something is in an enclosure, even if you have to use some type of trapping mechanism in order to further trap it, that, bless you, that again, that lemaisa it's permitted. Amar Rabba Barafuna, Amar Shmuel, halalu bo'in l'kluvan l'erev, v'halalu ein bo'in l'kluvan l'erev. Oh, so we'll say the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. The Gemara says, here's the difference. The geese, the chicken, and the Herodian doves come back to Kluvan, Rabbi will say, is the coop. They come back to the coop every single day or every single night. Rashi says, L'Kluvan, Sal Shemekaninbo, is literally a basket in which they nest. Kimo Kikluv Male Ov, Ovzin Vitaragolin, Botin La'erev, L'Klul, Vinoach L'Tafsan Sham, Hilchach Harihin Kinitzogin, V'Omdin Umutu L'Tzuda Afilu Chutz L'Klavan. So this is very interesting. What the Gemara is saying over here is because the geese, the chickens, and the Herodian doves always come back to the coop at night. They're considered to be what? They're considered to be like trapped animals. And because they're considered to be trapped animals, even though you might need a rope or something else in order to actually be able to further trap them, lemaisa, they're considered to be trapped already. And therefore, interesting, Rashi throws in here, you'd even be permitted to trap them even outside of their nest because they already have like the chalos shame trapped. They're already considered to be trapped animals. V'tanya, yeah, we learned. Hatsad yoni shovach v'yoni aliyah v'tziporim shekano b'tafichin b'biros chayi. But yet we learned in another braisa that if you trap, people say yoni shovach are doves that live in the dovecote. Yoni aliyah are doves that live in the attic. And tziporim shekano b'tafichin b'biros. So apparently it used to be that people with large mansions used to go ahead and create these like baskets on the outside of their homes in order to allow for birds to nest. That's what I was talking about over here. That birds that nest in the nest by mansions, in all of these cases, chayiv. So we'll say, you see from here that again, even though these are birds that lamaisa come back to their home, you're still chayiv for trapping them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ela amar Rabba Barav no amar Shmuel halalu ba'in lekluvan la'erev umizonosan alecha. Oh, here's the difference, Rabbi Osai. The chicken, the geese, and the Herodian doves not only come back to their nests, but what? They rely on you for food. So what the Gemara seems to be advancing over here is that any time an animal relies on me for food, lemaisa what? It's already considered to be as if it's trapped. However, these other animals just listed above, the doves of the dovecote, the doves of the attic, and the birds that nest by the sides of the mansion, apparently as much as they come back to nest, lemaisa they are self-sufficient for their food, and therefore they're not considered to be trapped. Rav Mari
said,
"Hani avidi l'rabuye, v'hani lo avidi l'rabuye." So what does this mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says it's the first wide line in Rashi. "Hani avidi l'rabuye, yone shovach asuyin lihishamet v'livrach mipnei bnei adam." So we'll say here's the difference: the doves, whether it's the doves who live in the dovecote or the doves that live in the attic, these birds are fly away. If you come into the dovecote, you come into the attic to try to catch them, they will flee. However, again, hani lo avidi le rabuye. But apparently what the Gemara is suggesting is that the chickens, the geese, and the Herodian doves, if you come, once they're in their nest, they become, I guess, a little bit more docile. They're not going to fly away. To which the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Kulun ami avidi le rabuye. So the Gemara says, but that's not true. Meaning if you look at them, they all, whenever you try to catch a chicken. If you try to catch a chicken, even when it's in its coop, it's still going to try to fly away. It's almost like instinctual of the animal. To which the Gemara says, "Lekluvan kaminan da'avidei l'rabuye." Look at Rashi. "Lekluvan kaminan da'avidei l'rabuye parchin ad kinan v'tzarach la'alos achareihen v'gam sham nishmatin mimenu v'yardin." So we'll say, here's the difference, that l'maisa, apparently with the chickens, the geese, and the Herodian doves, once they're in their coop, they become much more docile. For the other birds, even once they're in the attic or in the dovecote, or by the nest on the outside of the mansion, if you try to catch them, the mice again, they will still try to flee. Okay, so I'll say, again, what comes out from this entire sugya? Just so you should know, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I'm not going to do the halacha lemaisa, because for this, to be honest, it's not all that halacha lemaisa for us. But again, we do paskin that you are not permitted to go ahead and hunt on Yom Tov, or just using that hunt, trap on Yom Tov, because lemaisa, again, it could have been done prior to Yom Tov with the same results. And we actually paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel, which means that lemaisa, if the animal was trapped prior to Yom Tov, you could chap it on Yom Tov. And again, we look at each enclosure individually. As long as the animal is in an enclosure that would allow you to chap it without too much exertion, then the animal itself is considered to be already trapped, and therefore one would be permitted to further chap it on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, "Mitzudos chayos chayo va'ov v'dogim, sha'asar me'erev Yom Tov, lo yito mehen b'Yom Tov, ela im ken yodea shinitzodu me'erev Yom Tov." So we'll say a very interesting statement. If you have traps, so let's say again, I lay out traps. Well, it doesn't matter what it's for. A chaya, an animal, an oaf, a bird, dogim, fish, and I put them out on Erev Yom Tov. So what's the halach? So we'll say, let's say I put out my traps on Erev Yom Tov, and I come back on Yom Tov itself, and what do I see? There's a fish in the trap. There's a deer in the trap. The halach is, I'm not allowed to use that animal unless, of course, I know what? Unless, of course, I know with absolute certainty that it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov. If it was trapped on Yom Tov itself, I may not use it. Rabbi Osai, remember again, why? Why? What's the logic behind that? Because it was not prepared for Yom Tov use. Any animal that was not muchan for slaughter prior to Yom Tov may not be slaughtered on Yom Tov itself. So if I find it in the trap on Yom Tov, I cannot use it unless, of course, I know for sure that it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, "Umayse benochri echad." There was a story, an episode with a particular Gentile, Shehevi Dagim Rabbi Gamliel, who brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel on Yom Tov, V'amr Mutarin name. And Rabbi Gamliel said, technically, they're permitted. Ela She'ein Ritzoni L'kabel him. But I do not want to accept a gift from this individual. And Rashi points out over here, Ela She'ein Ritzoni L'kabel himeno, Sha'ani Sono. I hate that guy. Okay, good. That's a side point. So the Gemara says the following. Maisa Lister. is the story coming to contradict that which we just said before? Because we also say it's a strange progression. The Mishnah says you may not go ahead and what? You may not go ahead and eat animals that you found in your trap on Yom Tov for fear that they may have been trapped on Yom Tov. You can only eat it if you know for sure it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov. And then the Mishnah records a story in which a Nachri, a Gentile, brought Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, freshly caught fish on Yom Tov, fresh caught fish on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Gamliel said, well, technically it's permitted, but I hate the guy, so I don't want it. So the story contradicts this, the din of the Mishnah, to which the Gemara says, no, Chisri Master Balki Katani. There's a piece missing from the Mishnah. Here's how it must read. Safek Muchan Aser. So both sides, the Gemara says that if there's a Safek means, let's say I don't know, was the animal, literally Mucha means prepared. In this particular context, what it means is, I don't know if the animal was trapped today on Yom Tov or yesterday on Erev Yom Tov. If it was trapped yesterday on Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov, then it was Muchan. Then it was prepared for Yom Tov use. If Lamaisa, again, it was only trapped today on Yom Tov, then what? Then it's not Muchan for Yom Tov use.
But it was Nachri who was doing it.
Anyway. So we'll get to that. The truth is, the simple answer to that is it doesn't matter. Because for my purposes, it was not Muchan. In order for me to go ahead and now kill that fish, to do something with that fish, it had to have been Muchan. I can't commit the act of Shechita as something that was not Muchan from beforehand. So the Gemara says the following. So Safek Muchan, Asa, Rabbi Gamliel Matir, and I will say, Rabbi Gamliel says no, a Safek Muchan is actually Mutter. So I'll say, this is the fundamental machlokis. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Safek Muchan, Kilomar, Vizusha Amarnu lo yito mehen, mi Safek, dahinu Safek Muchan, Vizafek Mukta, Vasar, Lab Divriakoli, Ella Plutu Rabbi Gamliel, because we all say what happened. So the Mishnah, essentially what the Mishnah is talking about over here is a case in where you have a trapped, here's what I know. It's Yom Tov and the animal is trapped. What don't I know? When was the animal trapped? So that's a Safek. It's called a Safek Muchan. A Safek if it was prepared for Yom Tov or not. So the Tanakhama holds that a Safek Muchan is Aser. Rabbi Gamliel apparently holds that a Safek Muchan is Mutter. So the Gemara says, and that's why again Rabbi Gamliel says, the Nachri brought to me a fish. It's a Safek whether he caught it yesterday or today. Rabbi Gamliel says, technically speaking, I could eat it, but I'm not going to because I hate him. I don't want to accept a gift from him. To which Gemara says, therefore again, this story makes sense. Umay sanai ben Nachri echod, shehivi dagin Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story once where the Gentile brought fish Rabbi Gamliel. V'arum mutar, Rabbi Gamliel said, technically speaking, I could eat them. Ela she'in ritzoni lekabel imenu. But you know what? I don't want to accept any gifts from this Nachri. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ein halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Yehuda said in Mishul, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Gamliel. V'ika demasni lo'aha. And others go ahead and literally attach this conversation to the following discussion. This Sanya, Safek Muchan. So you have a Brisa that discusses this explicitly. Let's say you have a Safek Muchan. A Safek, whether or not the animal was prepared prior to Yom Tov for use. Rabbi Gamliel says, Safek Muchan is Mutter, meaning you could use the animal. Rabbi Yeshua says, you may not. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yeshua. The Halacha is Rabbi Yeshua that Safek Muchan is going to be Aser. And still others arrange this conversation revolving around the following brisa. This sanya, we'll say Amud Beis. This sanya, shochatin min hanegarin biyom tov. You may literally go ahead and shecht an animal that was in the negarin. So Rashi says over here that what are negarin? Rashi says shochatin chayos min bivarim. So we'll say a nagar is the same thing as a bivar. Just the difference is that Rashi says it's called a nigarin, a sha'osin sham nigre mayim v'charitzin lishtos chayos, that they would furrow out channels into which they would pour water, that the animal should have readily available water within these enclosures. The same thing. So you could go ahead and shecht an animal from the nigarin on Yom Tov, avalo min harashtos u'min ha-machmoros. But you may not go ahead and cap, you can't shecht an animal that you found in your net or in your trap on Yom Tov. So we'll say again, if the animal's in the, this goes back to the previous discussion. If the animal's in the Nigarin, then what? Yom. Then it's already considered to be trapped. Because it's already considered to be trapped, therefore the mice, you can shecht it on Yom Tov. But if you found animals in your net on Yom Tov, so what's the issue when you find it on Yom Tov? What's the issue? When was it trapped? If it was trapped on Yom Tov, you may not use it. If it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov, you may use it, but you don't know. It's a Safek. So because it's a Safek, again, the Maisa, Safek Muchan is going to be Aser like Rabbi Yoshua and not like Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, very interesting about site. Rabbi Shimon Elazar qualifies this ruling, and he says like this. He says, Ba umitsa'an mikul kalin me'erev yomta. Oh, this is very interesting. So Rashi points out, if you can imagine the following situation, the way they used to set up these traps is, and this is true both for a fish as well as for an animal, they would set up the traps along, Rashi is like a mill, along a large distance. And the traps obviously would be attached, let's say, whatever, to a tree or something at two sides. When an animal got caught in it, obviously when an animal gets caught in a trap, what does the animal do? It struggles to free itself. Generally, what would happen is when the animal would struggle to free itself, it would detach the trap from one of the sides. Just the exertion of the animal would pull the trap loose from one of the sides. So what Rav Shimon Elazar is saying is like this. If you come and look at your trap on Erev Yom Tov, and you see that it is detached on one of the sides, so Rav Shimon Elazar says, you could assume that means what? That there's an animal that's trapped in there. Now, you might not see the animal, because why? Because you might be standing, I'm standing by one side of the trap. The trap extends a long way the other way, or it's in the water for that matter. But Rav Shimon Elazar says, there's circumstantial evidence. I see that the trap is detached. That means an animal must have gotten caught in there and has struggled and attached the trap. And therefore, the mice, I could assume, this is all happening when? On Erev Yom Tov. Therefore, I could assume that the animal that is trapped in there was already trapped on Erev Yom Tov. Biyadua, Sheme Erev Yom Tov Nitzadu, Umutarin. However, Ba Umutsan, Mikul Kolom Yom Tov, Rabosa, that only works if, when are you finding the trap detached? When is it detached? On Erev Yom Tov. However, if you come on Yom Tov and you find the trap detached, then what? Biyadua, Shebiyom Tov Asurin, Biyom Tov Nitzadu Vasurin. So the Lashon of the Brice over here is, a Shimon's statement is, but if you come on Yom Tov and you find the trap detached, then what? That's a clear indication, that's what Rav will say, that the animal was captured on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, one second. Haguf HaKashya, there seems to be an inherent contradiction. Amrit ba umatzan mikul kolam me'erev Yom Tov. On the first statement, you said that if you came and you found the trap detached on Erev Yom Tov, biyadua sheme'erev Yom Tov nitzodu, that indicates that what? That the animal was trapped on Erev Yom Tov. So the reason you assumed that the animal was trapped was why? Because on Erev Yom Tov you came and you saw the actual trap detached. You saw something's in there. Hasveka, but yeah, what we can infer from that is in a safe case would be asr, meaning if you were not sure, then meaning the only reason you could assume the animal is trapped in there is why? Is that lemaisa, because you saw it detached on Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov. But should there be a safek, the safek would have to be dealt with stringently. However, in a seifa, look at the end of that statement, that if you went ahead and you found the trap detached on Yom Tov itself, then it's clear that what? It's clear, it's unequivocally clear, that the animal is trapped on Yom Tov itself. Now, the only reason I will say that's true is why? Because you found it detached on Yom Tov. But if there were to be a safek about when the animal was trapped, then what? It would seem to be, so what's the Gemara just pointing out over here is that the Reisha and Seifa give you contradictory inferences about what the status of Safek would be. To which the Gemara says, no contradiction. Hachikar, this is what it means to say. If you come and you find the trap detached on Erev Yom Tov, then what? Biyadua Sheme Erev Yom Tov Nitzodu Umutarin. Then if you find the trap detached on Erev Yom Tov, it is clear that the animal was caught on Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, again, it would be permitted to go ahead and further chapit and shechtet on Yom Tov itself. Hasveka, however, again, if there's any level of doubt, Naase kemishin itzodu biyom tov va'asurin. That would be like the animal was trapped itself on Yom Tov and would therefore be asur. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Shimon Elazar. This is the name Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Shimon Elazar. And Rabosai, the Shulchan Aruch does indeed accept the position of Rav Shimon Elazar. And therefore, if you were to go and examine your traps on Erev Yom Tov, even if you don't see an animal in the trap, but what? You see the trap became undone on one of the sides, that's enough to tell you that the animal is trapped. Therefore, you know, Rabosai, I didn't see the animal. When I come on Yom Tov and I find that animal, I am able to check that animal. Why? Because I can assume that that animal was trapped there as of Erev Yom Tov, therefore was prepared, and therefore is permitted to be shechted. That's halacha lemaisa. Va'amar mutarin heim. So remember again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that technically speaking, the fish that he received from the Nachri on Yom Tov were permitted, but he just did not want to accept the gift from this particular Gentile. So the Gemara says, Mutarin Lamai. When Rav Shimon Gamliel said the fish are permitted, permitted for what? Permitted for what? What are they permitted for? So the Gemara says, Rav Amarav says, Mutarin Lekabel. Rav says that it's permitted to accept it. Meaning that Rav Osai, interestingly enough, if you look at Rashi, Lekabel, Petiltul, Dikuli Hai Lo Achmor Besafek Muchan, Dilisiru Petiltul, Ava Ba'achila Lo Shon Rav Gamliel. So also listen to this. Remember, what's the issue with the fish? What's the issue with the fish? Safek Muchan. Safek Muchan. So Rav Gamliel holds that Safek Muchan, if you have a Safek, if the item was prepared for use in Erev Yom Tov, Lemaisa again, it's permitted. So what does Rav Gamliel permit? So comes along Rav, and Rav says he permits you to accept it. You can't eat it. You can't eat it, but it's not muktza. So you can actually receive the fish. You can hold the fish. You can play with the fish. You can do whatever you want. You just can't. She can't eat it. The Levi, Levi said, no, mutar b'achila. No, Rabbi Gamliel says, when he says safek muchan is mutar, he means what? You're even permitted to consume it. Well, so listen to this. Hamarav, this is amazing. Le'olo al yamana adam atzmo mi beis ha-medrash. You know, it's important, let's have say, a person should never leave shir early or come late, right? Right? A person should, don't miss the shir. Why shouldn't you miss the shir? Afilu sha'achas, even for a moment. Why? Listen to this. Because Rav said, da'anav Levi, havinan kamei derebi, ki amar laha shmaita. Because Levi and I, this is Rav now talking, Levi and I were together in front of Rebbe, when Rebbe was teaching this particular sugya, this particular section, meaning again, I will say the section of Safek Muchan, I received food on Yom Tov from someone, and I don't know if it was already trapped prior to Yom Tov or not. So Rebbe was teaching this sugya. Ba'arta Amar Mutar Ba'achila. That evening, when Rebbe started discussing it, Rebbe said that if you receive food, if you receive a fish or an animal that's Safek Muchan, you're even permitted to eat it on Yom Tov. That's what Rebbe said initially. But Safra, however, in the morning, apparently Rebbe thought about this a little bit more overnight. And in the morning, Rebbe changed his mind and he said, Amar, mutarin lekabel. And Rebbe retracted his position and he said, no, you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to receive it, but you're not allowed to eat it. So what does Rav say? Ana dahavi be midrasha hajibi. So Rav says, you know what? I stayed for the whole shir. I was there at night and I was there first thing in the morning. So I heard Rebbe clarify his position in the morning, which is why I just told you before that, yes, you could receive the fish from the Gentile, but what? It's only to receive it. You can't eat it. Levi, the lo hava be midrasha, lo hader be. But Levi, apparently, again, he was only there for the night shear, but was not there for the morning shear. So what happened? He never heard the clarification of Rebbe's position. And therefore, Lemaisa, again, he did not retract his position. Therefore, again, Rav says, you see from here, Bosai, don't miss the shir, because when you miss even one part of the shir, you lose out on precious information. So, I'm sorry? It's true, Priam. Mesve. So, Bosai, again, the Gemara raises a kasha. Nachri shehevi daron liyisrael, if a Gentile brought a gift to a Jew, afilu dagina mefulamin uperos bnei yomon mutarin, even moist fish, and fruit is literally fruit that were picked that day, it's permitted. You can go ahead and use this on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Bishlam leman daron mutar on the kabel shapir. So I will say, moist fish seems to indicate that what? They were trapped today. So the Gemara says, Bishlam leman daron mutar on the kabel. So again, if you tell me that this means lakabel, that I can receive it from the Gentile, shapir, okay, I understand that. I understand that. It's telling me it's a sabbing muchan. It's telling me that I can receive it. El leman daron mutar on bachila. Peros ben ayoma mishari bachila. But if you tell me that I could eat it, like Rav was saying, then lemais again, could that be? You are not permitted to eat fruit that was picked from the tree on Yom Tov. So for both sides, fruit that's picked on the tree is mamash mokta. You can't eat it. So how can you say it? So Gemara says, however, l'tamech, using that logic, peros b'nei yomon mishar b'tiltul, the truth is, it's not just eating. Are you even permitted to handle fruit that was picked that day? It's pashat mokta. You're not even allowed to handle it. Ela bikuvari da'adimi. Uperi dikavishi biyarka askin. Rather, what are we talking about? We're talking about fish whose gills are still red and fruit that's wrapped up in greens. And I've also said what this means is when the fish is red under the gills, it means the fish is fresh, but lav davka what? That it was necessarily caught that day. So meaning it might have been caught already the day before, so it's fresh, But it doesn't mean it was just caught a moment ago. And Peri de Kavishi Biakim Zabosai, Rashi points out that what they used to do is sometimes when they would pick fruit off the tree, in order to preserve the moisture of the tree, they would wrap the fruit in leaves. So that's what it's talking about over here. That Lamaisa, the fruit wasn't literally picked today, or I should say differently. The fruit may have been picked today or may not have been picked today. It looks, so the Gemara says, Amai Karlu B'nei Yomim. So why do you call these fruit? Why do you call these fruit that were picked today? Shehen Ke'en B'nei Yomim. They're like fresh fruit. So the idea over here is both say that if you receive something from a Gentile that's mamish fresh, but it may have been picked, so it's the same case of Safek Muchan. The fish is still right under the gills, and therefore the mice, again, it could have been caught today, but it might not have been caught today. The fruit is fresh, but it may be fresh because maybe it was picked today, or what? Or maybe it was just packaged in greens and it was already picked the day before. The mice, again, in these cases, this is the same thing as Safek Muchan. And because it's Safek Muchan, the Maisa, again, you could be Makabalit. But you would not be, actually, I say it's the Machlokis. That's the Machlokis then, Rav and Levi, about what you can do in the Safek Muchan case. Rav tells you can go ahead and receive it, but you may not eat it, versus Levi says that you're even permitted to eat it. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We're not finished with the Sugya. The Sugya continues in Mirat Hashem tomorrow. There's still a machlokas.